Time now for sports. The college football season is rushing, pun intended, toward a great finish. Last night, the University of Texas gave Texas A&M the old 1-2. The Longhorns came out on top with 40-29 win over the other guys. They like yellow roses in Texas, but they're apparently going to be willing to settle for red in the National Championship Rose Bowl game in January. Next Saturday, of course, University of Southern California, the top-ranked team in the BCS standings, meets crosstown rival UCLA. Either team or Penn State would be more than happy to make the trip to Pasadena. Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, joins us from Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
It wasn't the best game the Longhorns have had, really, since early in the season. They were trailing until the third quarter, but they found a way to win.
Well, that cheering you heard when the game wound down, Scott, was from the executives of the Bowl Championship Series, whose hopes for a nice, clean, uncomplicated championship game between the only two unbeaten teams in the country in the Rose Bowl are still alive after Texas had a little more trouble with Texas A&M than they were supposed to. It shouldn't have been that close, just as USC's win over Fresno State last week, where they trailed at halftime, shouldn't have been that close either.
Fresno State, a very impressive team, aren't they?
Very good. Yeah, you know, USC and Texas have been the best teams in the country since the season began. And if they stay unbeaten, and they both have one tough game left. I mean, Texas still has to play in the Big 12 championship game, and USC has to play UCLA, which has played very well at times this year. But if they stay unbeaten, then you don't have the quarrels and the complaining and the, you know, whining about who should be in the bowl championship game this year. It'll be pretty simple.
Speaking about complaining and whining, there were a lot of people who had Joe Paterno practically on a canoe down the Schuylkill River. And here he is at the age of 79 with just a terrific season.
Well, maybe his best team in it, certainly in a very long time, maybe the best ever. Only one loss, undefeated in the Big Ten, which is a very tough conference. And if either USC or Texas stumble, it's possible to imagine a scenario in which Penn State could go to the championship game.
He is so inspiring, you know. It makes Dan Shore want to come out of retirement as a college coach and find a team.
We'll get the two of them together, Scott, with Jack McKeon, and they could all have a ball talking about things.
Let me ask you about the Heisman. This, too, seems to be headed towards USC and Texas showdown. Reggie Bush of University of Southern California and Vince Young, the Texas Longhorn quarterback.
Well, now the ballots have to be in before that game would be played. They have to be in next month next month. And my ballot has already gone in, actually. USC, Reggie Bush of USC just wrapped it up with that sensational game against Fresno State. 294 yards rushing, 513 total yards, while Vince Young yesterday played not so well against Texas A&M. I think Reggie Bush is going to win this thing, and it's kind of funny. Vince Young will be second, and Matt Leinart of USC, who won last year's Heisman, is probably going to be third. Quite a remarkable accomplishment.
Well, Ron, nice talking to you again.
Always a pleasure.
Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, who's also a sports columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times. And thanks very much for being with us. Ron, you're supposed to get the last word, so let's say that again.
Thanks, Scott, for giving me the last word. I always love it.
It's the last time.